We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the show. We're at the AMR studio at Petco Park. Someone's going out to sea.
On a Wednesday.
Wednesday, April 22nd. Earth Day. It's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day.
Cool? Is that cool or what?
That is cool. If you're watching on TV or online at padres.com/social hour, big naval ship headed out to, looks like, under the Coronado Bridge.
Take care of us.
That's it, man. It's a really cool, beautiful shot of the harbor. Just over the walking bridge here. That was the Hilton Bayfront, I believe. Kurt Bavak was here. I'm Jesse Agler. Thanks to Dennis T. Lynn of the UT for joining us. Maybe that's why he likes the T, because he writes for the UT. The T in his name stands for Tribune. Maybe that's...
Could have been Dennis UT.
Dennis UT Lynn. That would have been even funnier. All right, so we got a bunch of Twitter stuff coming in. I want to get to this. Blooper, fire up the Twitter machine, and let's start with David. We were talking about the other Dennis Lynn on Twitter. He says, yeah, send him a tweet, Jesse. He hasn't been on for 6 years. He should get right back to you.
That's true.
That's a fair point, David. So the guy has good. At Dennis Lynn, but he hasn't used it since April 28th of 2009. And so I was saying, you know, maybe we'll tweet to him and see if he'd be willing to hand over his Twitter handle to Dennis T. Lynn. But David here makes a good point. The guy, probably not all that active.
That's a very good point.
It is.
But I'm going to send him a tweet anyway.
All right, just be nice. I don't want anybody
to be.
I'm afraid. You know who I'm afraid of? Like somebody like you or Ghost of Ray Kroc, one of those types, you know, to like go like start just banging the guy over the head.
No, not at all.
With like, hey, Dennis, you punk, give up your name.
No. Not at all.
Be nice, whatever you do.
Not at all. I wouldn't think of not being nice to him.
All right.
I mean, you get, what are those sayings? You get more bees with honey?
Yes.
One of those things?
Yeah, no, that I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, you're right. You got it as opposed to with...
Instead of doing what you suggested
right,
I was going to do.
Being rude, yeah.
Why would you think I would do that?
I don't think that you would. I'm just concerned
yes,
that
do.
Somebody might. I don't know. What was your nickname when you played? why would I ever think that?
I don't know.
Crazy Jesse.
I don't know.
Oh, goodness. All right. Let's see. What else on Twitter, Blooper? Something not about Dennis's name. Gehrig says, hey, I just heard this is the best start to a season for the Padres since 1998. Do you think we make it as far? It's true. 10-5 is the best 15-game start since the 98 Padres went 12-3. Good things happened, obviously. That year raised a flag over Petco Park here, or for Qualcomm, I guess. 1998, National League pennant. So what do you think? Are you thinking that big yet, or is that a little bit premature?
I was thinking that big during the winter. I knew this ball club had a chance to reach the postseason after A.J. Preller did his thing. And then when he got Kimbrel, forget about it. It definitely has to put those thoughts into your mind that this ball club can do that. And with the starting, you combine everything that he got with the starting pitching that this ball club had and the bullpen. And you get crazy thinking about the things that can happen.
Yeah. All right. You're excited. Gehrig's excited. I'm excited. I don't think we're alone either. And, yeah, it's nice seeing this really good 15-game start, 10-5, because we've been through the 5-15 start. And, obviously, those teams weren't this team. But I think there was a real sense among fans and media especially that if this team this year got off to a little bit of a slow start, you know, people were going to start freaking out. So luckily that's not been the case. And look, we got another, you know, week of April to come and week and a half of April, I guess, to come. Because today is Wednesday, right? It's not Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
And the team is on the road. So, yeah, like, we're not done with April yet. We haven't cleared that hurdle. But obviously it's so far so good. So far,
I think it's been excellent so far. I really do, with the exception of a couple of different areas. But it's the same way with any team.
Yeah, well, we were talking about expectations earlier, and
sure.
You said they haven't quite met yours yet, which is fine. East Village Times on Twitter checked in, becoming a regular, by the way, Padres Social Hour contributor. He or she wrote, they've exceeded expectations only in the fact that they've developed chemistry so early. Really exciting to see. That's something we talked a lot about, I feel like, during spring training and maybe the first couple of days of the season, and now we've sort of moved on from it, which probably proves his point, that we're not talking about it, which means it's not that big of a deal. It's ongoing, right? I mean, the chemistry today is different than it will be in May, which is different than it will be in July, and so on and so forth. But we're not talking about it because they're winning, I'm sure, to a certain extent, but I think that's nice, is that that all seems to be going pretty well.
I've watched so much baseball in the last few weeks and watched games twice, that was it last night or the night before that Solarte made the over-the-shoulder catch in right center field? Did you see Kemp's reaction to that?
Yeah, he was all fired up.
He was. It's the last out of the game. This is a superstar.
It was Amarista, right? I think it was Amarista.
Was it shortstop?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, I thought it was the second baseman.
They were all
going.
Shifted and weird, and he came running out there. It was everybody was sort of standing around.
There you go.
Then,
plenty of baseball, I've
yeah,
seen.
Yeah.
It was Amarista. You're right. And he now watch Kent's reaction to this. It's just amazing. Look at that. He's a little kid.
He's all fired up, man. Yeah.
He's a little kid. It's the last out of the game. That was awesome.
There's more of that, too. You see them all kind of congratulating Amarista. It was a great catch, by the way.
It really was.
I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like that moment's gotten a little bit lost in the shuffle with the comeback. But, yeah, it was sort of no man's land out there, and Amarista, you know, took charge. Not generally what you would consider the shortstop's ball, right? Like when you're going out there?
No, yeah. Not at all. But when you're playing that deep, it is the shortstop or second baseman's ball. You have to take everything until you hear the outfielders call you off.
I like that. That's well said. That's
yes.
That's definitely what you do. All right. Yeah, that was a great moment last night, and a good eye by you because you're right. Kemp was all fired up. He was afterwards kind of like shaking him a little bit, or you know, hitting him on the shoulder, on the arm. He was really excited about it, and that's a fun one to do. All right. Betty wants to check in on the series against Colorado. I said at the beginning of the series I would take two, and she says, why not four? Why not a sweep? Why are you being so pessimistic? Keep the faith. I wasn't being pessimistic. I was just saying, like, as a baseline, I'd be good with that. I want a winning road trip, and that's what the Padres have sort of done. But, yeah, no, give me. I'm getting greedy now. You're right, Betty. I'm getting greedy. I want more. Give me more. But it wasn't that I didn't think they could do better than two out of four. I was just saying that was, like, all I was – I wasn't greedy enough at the start of the week.
That's true.
That's what
I'm saying.
But
you would have taken it.
I would have. I absolutely would have. But now that they've gotten the first two, I don't want to lose two in a row.
As good as the Colorado Rockies were playing early on, you would certainly think that you'd be satisfied with two out of four going into Colorado, knowing that you're facing their lefty that doesn't give up any runs there. But it was his first time out, and what does the ball club do? They bang him around like he's never been banged around before at Coors Field. It's been good. It's been real good.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get to another one about the series and about the Rockies. Sonia and Dorian say, how awesome would the first sweep to a four-game series be and on the road? # broom emoji. Is there not a broom emoji? I feel like that they just released all those new emojis. That's I would have thought they would have added a broom. Becky will look into that in the chat. But, yeah, how about this? Padres have not won a series at Coors since late June, early July 2012. Last time they won a series there, even a three-game series, late June, early July 2012, the Padres have only once won a four-game series at Coors. That was in 1997 when they took three out of four. They have never swept a four-game series in Denver before, or at least at Coors. The last time they took three out of four there was July of 1997. That's a long time ago.
Even with this club and even the way they're playing and even with the excitement that we have, for them to go in, for us to expect them to possibly sweep the next two games, also to go along with the two that they've already won, is really thinking outside the box. Because I tell you what, folks, this Colorado Rockies baseball team has a good hitting ball club. And to go in there and shut them down for four games, or at least hold them to enough runs, like it's been done the last couple of nights, where you can score on them and win the games, it's quite phenomenal, especially there.
That's my bad. It's a really good lineup. And you're right. I think that's an important thing to emphasize because that first game got out of control so quickly. You know, yesterday they put up some runs like they're going to hit this year. And you know, they've had a couple of guys down in the series.
Absolutely. We take advantage of it.
Yeah, back in the lineup tonight, you know, for both of them, Dickerson and Arenado. But, you're right. Like they're a really good lineup. That's a very real, formidable, dangerous lineup, and it's going to be fun watching James Shields and Tyson Ross pitch against them today and tomorrow after Despaigne and Morrow kind of handled their business there. All right, one more before the break, and then other Twitter stuff is coming in. Now, Mark, all right, so I brought up this thing about the cycle the other day. I don't know if you were watching, but I said it's happening. I was like, jinxes, you know, be darned. I feel good about a cycle in Colorado or Arizona this year with the guys they've got in this lineup. So Mark asks, would you rather have a player hit for the cycle and split the series or take three games in no cycle? Mark, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that's real easy.
I want to be right. No, I'm kidding. Three games in no cycle. Three games in no cycle. It would be cool if there was a cycle this series because I had said that, but I'm not that self-centered Give me more games, more wins, more W's over any sort of personal prediction. Easy to answer.
So you actually predicted that a Padre player would hit for the cycle in Colorado this four-game series?
No, I was not nearly that specific.
Oh,
I said
okay.
In Colorado or Arizona this season.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
A very broad prediction when you think about it.
It's not that broad. That's not that many games. I could see you saying this year.
Yes.
Because I think there's a good chance for it this year also.
Yes.
But it's amazing nobody's done it.
Yes. It's
amazing. It really is.
I know. I don't want to talk about it anymore. By the way, a couple people on Twitter have checked in. That ship, Blooper, you have that outside shot. I'm sorry. Can you pull that back up for the folks on television, which is obviously out of the picture now? It's coming in. It's not going out. It's coming in. My bad. But, hey, that's good. I'm glad they're back and looking good. So thank you to Brian. And there was one other guy also that corrected me on that. But they're coming back in. Coming back in, even better. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Take a break, come back. Plenty more to talk about. I want to dive into some other moments from last night's game, some other fun stuff, because there were some real spark plug type guys in this lineup, and it's been really fun to watch. We'll discuss that. Obviously, more and more of your questions and comments as well, both from Twitter and the live chat. This is Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines.